Fledgling, The Dragon Rider Chronicles, Book 1, written by Nicole Conway and read by Jesse Einstein.
Chapter 1. I had never seen my father before my 12th birthday, not even once. Up until then, my mother had raised me all by herself in the royal city of Halfax. We lived like all the other gray elves in Maldabar, separated from the rest of society in the heavily guarded wartime ghettos. We had to follow a strict set of rules about where we could go, what we could do, when we got food, and what we could own. If you broke any of the rules, it was an immediate sentence to the prison camps, which I always heard was a fate worse than death. We were supposed to be grateful. After all, we were war refugees. Maldabar didn't have to take us in, much less provide us somewhere to live. This was their act of charity towards us. Our house was not much more than a tiny shack made of old recycled wood, and it only had one room. You'd expect a place like that to smell terrible, but my mother was a genius when it came to making anywhere feel like home. She could grow absolutely anything, and that was how she made our living. She grew vegetables, flowers, tiny fruit trees, and strange vines that climbed all over the walls and windows. It made the inside of our house feel like a jungle, and it smelled earthy, like fresh soil and the fragrance of flowers. We couldn't legally sell anything she grew, since gray elves weren't allowed to have any money, but we could still trade. So early in the mornings, my mother packed a sack full of peppers, fruit, vegetables, and anything else ready for harvest, and sent me out to the shops to trade for things we needed. It was a lot harder than it sounds. Not the trading itself, that part was easy, but I had to be very sneaky about it. I was always on the watch for guards or humans. Gray elf children were rare, even in the ghettos. Any elf living in the kingdom of Maldabar as a refugee was absolutely not allowed to have children. It was forbidden. Having children was a great way to get thrown into a prison camp, or worse. But I didn't just have to worry about that. It was bad enough to be a gray elf kid, hiding until you were old enough to be overlooked. But I was a half-breed. My father was a human from Maldabar. So instead of looking at me with anger, everyone looked at me like I was a cockroach. The humans didn't like me touching their stuff because I was mixed with the filthy wild blood of a gray elf. If they hadn't liked my mother's produce so much, they probably would have turned me into the guards. The gray elves didn't like me either, but there was a very strict code amongst them. You didn't betray your own kind no matter what. So they ignored me rather than ratting me out to the city guards. I really didn't fit anywhere except with my mother. She loved me unconditionally. She was the most beautiful person in the world. Her hair was long and silvery white, and her eyes were like stars. All gray elves had eyes like that. When she smiled at me, her eyes would shine like gemstones in the light, as white and pale as diamonds, with faint flecks of blue, yellow, and green in them. When she died, I had just turned 12. I got the feeling right away that no one really knew what to do with me. I didn't fit into anyone's plans. If I were a pure-blooded elf, they would have taken me straight to a prison camp. If I were a human, someone would have adopted me. I wasn't either, and yet I was both at the same time. I think the guards were just baffled that my mother had done such a good job of hiding me for so long, or that she'd somehow managed to have an affair with a human man. Ulrich Broadfeather was the only one who would take me in, and I'm pretty sure he only did it because my mother had left a letter behind naming him as my biological father. If it weren't for the public shame of disowning a child, he probably would have just let me go to a prison camp anyway.